So firstly, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know me, for the next 5 minutes, I'm the president of the IFAJ. And before I get into my formal speech, on your behalf, I just want to thank our Slovenian hosts, the chamber president particularly, for hosting tonight's dinner. Thank you very much. It's not my job to thank our hosts, it's going to be Mike Wilson's job, but just on a personal note, I want to thank Verena, Katarina, and Tatiana for all their hard work during the Congress. Running a Congress is very difficult, and they did their best and they managed very well, and we had a wonderful 4 days, so thank you. So, Chamber President, thank you. Chamber President, President Mike, executive members and guests. It's hard to believe it's 4 years have passed since I took on the role of IFAJ President in South Africa. A lot has changed in the world since then, and I always believe change is good. No matter how much it challenges us, change is the only way we can ever bring out the best in ourselves. My journey with the IFAJ seems like it begun only yesterday, and yet it stretches back 12 years to 1996 when Paul Kwek asked me to get more involved in the running of the organization. The next step came in 2001 when I was appointed your treasurer and finally your president in 2004. It should be obvious that, like all of you, I value the IFAJ greatly. I believe it is an organization whose best days are ahead of it. As world agriculture faces great challenges and upheavals, this vibrant international organization is one of the truly great assets at our disposal. It allows us to share knowledge and gain a truly global perspective as we come to terms with the issues that face our different audiences in the future. I have always believed that an organization can only be relevant by listening to its members. And throughout the time of my presidency, I tried to encourage you all to be more involved and the organization to be more transparent and responsive. The committee structure set up in Dublin is a case in point. It now provides leadership for the organization at a national level and utilizes the expertise of its executive members in a more structured format. To remain dynamic, a global organization like IFAJ has to be an ever-changing one. The current presidium is formulating our 2015 plan. The appointment of an executive secretary will strengthen this process greatly, and I'm delighted to welcome Connie Seamus on board. The infrastructure is now in place for IFAJ to build on what has already been achieved, and I am confident that Mike and his new team are more than capable of meeting the challenges ahead. Since the turn of the century, the IFAJ has set a number of goals for itself. We have set out to make the organization more relevant to its members, to strengthen the existing structure of the organization, and to empower the executive committee to run it more effectively and efficiently. In those short years, we have made tremendous inroads in many areas. Attracting new members and developing new structures. We have supported greater professionalism with development programs, the newsletter, the website, the Writing and Photographic Awards, and the Young Leaders Program. By helping to foster professionalism and personal contacts between agricultural journalists, we have all helped shape and define the IFAJ as an organization with direct relevance for all our working lives. I have had many happy memories over my 4 years, the trips to Berlin, the congresses in South Africa, Switzerland, Norway, Japan, and Austria, Slovenia. The fun, the sing-songs, the friendships made along the way. All of these has made the whole experience personally as much as professionally rewarding for me. I have many people to thank and acknowledge for their help and support over the years. I want to single out a few if I may. The members of the Northern and Southern Guild in Ireland, former President Paul Queck and Hans Mathiesen, former General Secretary Madeleine Ray, all the executive members who served over the period, and the current presidium of Ulla Marie, Marcus and Mike. While I'm talking about the new presidium, I would like to wish the new members, Owen Roberts and James Campbell, the best of luck. As well as acknowledging the new team, I want to thank the outgoing General Secretary, Ulla Marie, for her support and kindness to me over the years. Ulla Marie is an extraordinarily talented woman, and she has played a major role in the restructuring of IFAJ. Equally, I want to thank Marcus for his dedication and commitment to the organisation. Marcus, in whatever role you serve IFAJ in the future, I have no doubt you will be successful. Congratulations again on taking on the new role of Vice President. You deserve it. That leaves, yes please, a clap for Marcus. That leaves Mike. What can you say about Mike? I first met him at the 1996 Congress in Ireland, and in the last 12 years we've become good friends. We both share a passion for IFAJ, and so nothing gave me greater pleasure on Wednesday to see Mike taking over the role as IFAJ president. Mike, you will lead the organization, I believe, into a new era. In South Africa in 2004, I promised to work in a very focused way to lift the organization to a new level of activity and to try and help make the organization more relevant. I promised we'd create an organization that was more dynamic and proactive and that sought membership from all its members. If this has been achieved, it has been a group achievement. And you, the members and delegates, deserve both credit and thanks for investing the time and faith into the organization. Finally, I would like to acknowledge the support of my wife, May, my family, and my company. The challenge for all of us in our lives is to try and make a difference. My father told me that became apparent in my case when I reached the ripe old age of 7. I spent the best part of 50 years trying not to prove him wrong. I hope in my time I have made some contribution or difference to the organization, but I will leave it to others to judge that. John F. Kennedy said once, "Do not pray for easy lives, pray to be stronger men." I've enjoyed my time as your president, and as I leave, I urge all of you to support the new presidium and work together to make the IFAJ even stronger. Thank you.